Welcome to another episode of Życie bez gruchy, Life Without Purse. And today our guest is a financial representative with Northwestern Mutual, Agustin Oliva. And we met in Miami. Agustin is a young, up-and-coming superstar when it comes to the finances. And I really wanted to get also younger people so they can start building their brands and actually go and express what they've learned. And what Agustin brings to the table is actually financial planning, financial knowledge, something that we're not being taught in school. Mostly we're not being taught by our parents because they don't know about it. And finances is just taboo, you know, very often for a lot of people. And a lot of people that actually have problems with finances. We all need to learn about finances and educate ourselves. And that's why Agustin is going to be here with us to share all his knowledge and experience. So Agustin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Marcin. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me.
Awesome. So we have a very, very, very tight agenda today. Maybe you can start and give us an intro. You know, who are you and what you do, Agustin?
Yeah, cool. I'd love to. So I'm from Argentina, currently living in Miami. I'm a financial representative with Northwestern Mutual. Basically, what I do is I create financial plans for people to help them live their best lives. And I can tell you maybe a little bit more about Northwestern Mutual. Cool. So Northwestern Mutual, they're a financial planning firm. What they do is they offer basically wealth management, investments and retirement strategies, insurance coverages like long-term care, life and disability insurance. And basically what we do is we offer personalized planning, right? So we bring all of the aspects of your financial life together and a financial expert at your disposal, available by text, call, or email. And what I do with Northwestern Mutual is I engage in thought-provoking conversation so that we basically proactively address all of these what-if scenarios of the future that you will undoubtedly run into. And I create the personalized plans.
Right, right. So before we go ahead and talk about the three financial pillars of wealth planning, I wanted to ask you why finances, and did you study something around finances, around business? You look like financial guy, like the Argentina. I don't know why, but Argentinians, there's a lot of Argentinians in finances, right?
It is true. Yeah, I have a lot of friends in finances, even some people that do trading full time on the stock market, and it's fun. But basically, I became interested in finance when I started working at the bank. Currently, I have a business management degree. It's what I studied at FIU. But when I was working at the bank, I realized how banks make money, and that made me wonder how the economy works. And I started doing some research, and I dove into macroeconomy, and doing all this research, I realized that economics can be such a boring topic that people don't even bother to even think about it.
And they should. By the way, we should. We all should.
Absolutely. And the reason is because whether you would pay attention to it or not, it's going to affect your daily life. You know, the Federal Reserve makes decisions that affects the interest rates, and those interest rates affect investments. Those investments affect your finances. And it's basically a domino effect. Whether you see it or not, it affects you.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And so all of that led you to actually ask questions and be very curious about finances.
Exactly.
And now you're at the point where you're with a company called Northwestern Mutual. And what I wanted to go and transition into are the three financial pillars. And we talked about it yesterday before the recording. And you educated me and made me aware about so many things that I've never even thought about. So what are the three pillars of wealth planning? Do I call it right, or is there a fancy name for that?
No, well, wealth planning, financial planning, it's, you know, they're all interchangeable.
It's all about your money, by the way. All about the, you know, how much you can buy, you know, like all about the power, money, finances,
right.
Everything exactly. that binds us all together.
Yeah, money is our ability, is what gives us our ability to live our life. Everything costs money, so you need it. But basically, when you think of financial planning, you can kind of break it down into three pillars, like we talked about. The first one would be risk management. So risk management, it's not the most fun conversation to have, but it's fundamental for any good plan. And now when you talk about risk management, it's debt management, cash flow, having proper insurance coverages. Basically, it's ensuring that your plan is not at risk if something goes wrong. Because, you know, when it rains, it pours, and no one really plans to be disabled. But there's a statistic by the Social Security Administration that says 1 in 4 people in their 20s will become disabled before retirement. That's a real statistic. You can look it up on Google. I think they came out in 2015 or 2012, but it's from the Social Security Administration.
25%.
Yeah, 25% of people in their 20s will be disabled before retirement. No one plans to be disabled, right? But the good thing about it, about risk management, is that it's easy to button up. You know, you get the proper insurance coverages, you manage your cash flow, and you transition to wealth accumulation. So that's the second pillar of financial planning. And this is probably where your mind goes. When you think of a financial advisor, it's, you know, investments, saving strategies, your retirement accounts. Now, in this part, it's really important to get to know you. That way your dollars are best aligned with what you want to do in your future. But like I said, we live in the United States. Everything costs money. You know, a lot of people right now are thinking about their next home purchase or their first home purchase. A lot of people are thinking about, you know, maybe starting a family, sending those kids to college one day, that new investment property, the vacation you want to go on. Everything costs money. So it's all really a wealth accumulation goal that it's really, like I said earlier, really important to get to know you. That way your dollars are best aligned with what you want to do in your future. So that kind of transitions to the third pillar of financial planning, and that's wealth distribution. So some people call this retirement coaching. This basically, it's when you've worked your whole life, you've accumulated all of these assets, and now it's time to live off all of these assets. So some people will live more lavishly than others. Some people, you know, will want to live frugally, but the idea is that once you've achieved this financial independence, you don't want to have to go back to work, right? You're financially independent and now you're good. You don't want to have to eventually go back to work. So here is when you start having a lot of questions like, huh, what if the tax code changes and now I have to pay 10% more in taxes? What if the stock market starts dropping for a year and I was supposed to live off that money? What am I going to do now? What if my health declines and now I need assistance with my daily living? So all of these what ifs come into play, right? Like I mentioned earlier, this is a natural part of life where you're going to hit a certain age where you're like, oh my God, what if this happens? What if this happens? Well, we, you know, for younger people, it's not really the biggest part of planning, but we always keep it in mind because the most important thing to remember is that the way that your money is distributed in retirement is directly correlated with the way it was accumulated. That sort of makes sense?
Right. But some of the people, they've never accumulated anything, you know, like they just want to go and they want to have their wealth distribution before they even started wealth accumulation. You know,
they're like, exactly.
I want to be retired by the age of 20 already. You know, they already want to be retired. So
yeah,
you mentioned about... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, some people don't start thinking about planning for retirement until their 50s, until it's only a few years away. And it's like, oh man, I wish I started this when I was 20, 30, because now I see all the things that I could have been doing that I'm not. And now it's almost too late.
So you make people aware from the bird's eye view, from very, very high level. You kind of lay down, show them the map of what stages they're going to go through in life when it comes to their finances.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Got you. And so you mentioned about like taxes and stuff like that. And there's many like variables that we could probably go through here on this podcast, right? And talk about. But we yesterday we also talked about taxes. You know that a lot of like a huge portion of your wealth, of what you earn, those are the taxes, right? So, and I know that's one of the huge areas that you focus on. So maybe you can elaborate more on the tax buckets and how do those tax buckets actually work?
Yeah. So basically, all boils down to three different buckets. So you have your taxable accounts, which it's basically like your bank account, your brokerage account. Then you also have your tax deferred accounts, which is like your 401k, your IRA, which is your individual retirement account. And then you have your tax free accounts. This is your Roth IRA or your Roth 401k. It's tax free money in retirement. So let me kind of break them down a little bit. For your taxable accounts, like your checking account, your savings account, your brokerage investment account, these are basically investments that are taxable as ordinary income or capital gains. And there are basically, like, if you make an investment through your brokerage account and you hold it for over a year, then you have a slightly favorable tax treatment, which means that it gets taxed at a long-term capital gain simply because you held it for more than 1 year. But regardless, you're still paying taxes as soon as you sell. That's your taxable account. Then you have your tax deferred accounts. This is your 401ks, your IRAs, like I mentioned. And these give you tax benefits today, but they restrict your liquidity, right? So the IRS incentivizes you to save for retirement by subtracting your deposits into those accounts from your income, giving you a lower tax liability today.
So what would be the most common mistakes and pitfalls or blunders that people make when it comes to financial planning, to risk management? That's a huge one. Like, I didn't pay that much attention, but actually I see in finances, it's extremely important to actually protect what you have. But you cannot be also like too obsessed on that, because then you will not be able to go and expand and
accumulate. Exactly.
Accumulate and multiply,
because exactly.
You have to take some risks. But then how do you protect that while making the risk? So what are the, maybe, you know, what are the most common maybe questions, mistakes that people come to you and you see they make?
Yeah, so I have I can basically give you three in my experience that are really, really common. The first one that I've run into is your benefits at work. If your job offers you work benefits, you know, 401ks, disability insurance, life insurance, take them. You know, especially if they offer you a 401k, they'll offer you a match, which is literally free money, right? And I've run into people that, I'm switching. I don't really plan on staying in this job. It doesn't matter. Just take the free money, you know, deposit into the 401k for the time being that you're going to stay. And your employer will also contribute. They'll match your contributions up to a certain percentage. And that's literally free money. Why not? Right. So then that's one. And then on top of that, if a lot of people already are accessing their benefits at work, so the 401k contributions that they're making, especially if they're young, switching those traditional contributions to Roth contributions. So basically what that means is now you're funding your 401k with after-tax dollars versus what you're doing now, which is funding it with pre-tax dollars. Because if you switch it, right, your paycheck is going to go down a little bit because, you know, now you're depositing with after-tax money versus before you were doing pre-tax. So you're going to see a slightly lower paycheck, but it's going to go such a long way because at the end of the day, the same amount of money is going into there. And then when you pull it out, it's all going to be tax-free. So, I mean, easy choice right there, you know? And then the last one, The last one is basically not protecting your income. Your income is easily the biggest asset that you have right now, right? If you go throughout your daily life and all of a sudden you can't go to work anymore, you don't have any of your paycheck protected, your whole plan is out the window. Now you have to start withdrawing from your assets. Now you have to start, you know, basically clawing at the vision that you have. You're just making it lower and lower just because you weren't protecting your income. And think about it. You have home insurance. You have car insurance. Some people even buy cell phone insurance. Why would you not protect your income, right? Like, it's the only thing that's going to make you money. And a lot of times, work offers you that disability income for very, very cheap. So 100%, if your job offers it to you, take it. And then supplementing that disability insurance that your job gives you, supplementing it with your own policy to give you that full income protection is key, right? I can give you a quick example. If I offered you two jobs, right? Job A and job B. Job A gives you a $5,000 paycheck every month. But if you become disabled, you only get $2,500. And then job B, your paycheck per month is $4,950, so $50 less. But your paycheck, if you become disabled, is $5,030. Which job would you rather have?
That's obvious. So it's for anyone that's receiving income, right? But actually, I mean, even if you're a business owner, you're still receiving income from your business. Like, exactly. It doesn't really change anything.
Exactly. And if you're a business owner, it's even more important to protect that income because no one is protecting even a little bit. No one's protecting half of it. You got to at least protect half, if not all. And for business owners, there is also a lot of benefits that you can utilize through, you know, business planning and providing coverage or even benefits for your employees. There's a lot of benefits that come with that, but that's a more detailed conversation.
Awesome. So, Agustin, you mentioned at the beginning that you're with Northwestern Mutual. What sort of, what sort of hot products do you see and you could sort of maybe make people aware, educate around the insurance? I've never heard about it. That's the first time I hear about that you can actually insure your income. So what other things, you know, what other products? Because I think it's awesome to talk to professionals like yourself. That's why I also wanted to record that podcast, because I think that, you know, you have some knowledge and connections and reach where I don't have, you know. So I want to spend some time and learn from you, learn what you've learned, because, you know, like, why would I spend all the time? And also everyone who's listening or watching, they can contact you afterwards and potentially talk about anything that we've discussed here. And you kind of mapped it out. So we're not going into details. Anyone who's interested, they can go into details with you about any one of those pillars or tax buckets. But let's talk about the products. And it's kind of like you go to a nutritionist, you know, and they always give you some pills, you know?
Yeah. Right. But before they give you the pills, they talk to you, right? And they ask you about your life and your health. So really the products that we offer are particular to the individual, right? So Northwest Mutual is actually the largest life insurance provider in the United States. And there's more than one type of life insurance. The one that everybody thinks of is term life insurance, where you pay a little bit for a long, large death benefit for a certain period of time. But there are other ways of utilizing life insurance as an asset. But I won't get too much into detail. But besides that, like I said, the disability insurance. And then we also have wealth management. We have managed accounts where we have an amazing investment team that manages the investments that they make. And basically what we do is we really just have conversations with people, diagnose where they are and where they want to be, And then we create a plan for them to get there. And if the plan consists of no products, no product recommendations, and it's just, hey, keep doing what you're doing, keep saving here, keep saving there, then that's what the plan will be, right? There is no one product that's right for everyone.
And why do you love helping people around like finances? Why are you passionate about it?
So that kind of brings me to why I even like finances. I'm passionate about helping people because, you know, when I was doing the research on the economy and I realized how boring it was, it made me be more interested in it. And it made me want to share with everyone, hey, this is affecting you, whether you see it or you don't. I want to help you plan for this. I want to help you. So I just love helping people.
And you also use that knowledge on yourself, right? So anything that you 100%. Do, you also plan and then you lay down I don't know what's your takeaway, like whoever's listening to the podcast or watching, but my takeaway is risk management, because I was like just, you know, throwing balls, like you're so young, you just want to push, you know, and just say I just want to push, that's the only thing. But we're not thinking about, you know, like you're in your 20s, you think you're invincible, you know. So, Agustin, thank you for your time. Any final thoughts about, if someone wanted to sort of get in touch with you, be it via LinkedIn or, you know, how would you sum up this whole sort of conversation?
So basically, we, Northwestern Mutual and I, we're different because our planning process starts with you and not your finance. So if you get in touch with me, we'll, like I said, discuss where you are and where you want to be. Then we'll create that plan. And really meeting with me and having that conversation where we discover where you are and where you want to be is completely free. So I encourage you to reach out and have that conversation. And if, you know, we have that conversation and today's not ideal, you're not in the situation where the planning makes sense, that's totally fine, because now you have a lot more knowledge of where you are and where you want to be. And now you know how to get in contact with me. And especially those people that are making over the income deposit limits of the Roth IRA, because in the tax free bucket.
What's the amount?
Yeah, I'll get into that right now. The Roth IRA, that's a tax free bucket. The IRS, once you make for a single person filing as a single taxpayer, it's $140,000, making over $140,000. So once you make as a single person, single filer taxpayer, and if you're making over $140,000, the IRS does not allow you to deposit into the Roth IRA anymore. And if you are one of those people, then I 100% encourage you to get in touch with me, because there is a lot more than the Roth IRA as a vehicle to basically have tax-free distribution in the future. You can get in touch with me through my website. My website is my first and my last name .nm.com, which would be agustinoliva.nm.com. And then you can also check me out on LinkedIn. Like I said,
¿hablas en español también?
Claro que sí. Perfecto. Hablo español, soy de Argentina.
Perfecto.
Todo perfecto.
Awesome. Well, Agustin, thank you for your time and sharing your knowledge experience. I wish you all the best in your career.
Thank you so much, Martin.
And I'm glad that you're coming on podcast. You're creating your personal brand as well. And you know, you're getting yourself known. You're learning, you're implementing. And of course, all the links that you mentioned to your website, your LinkedIn will be down below the video in the description. So anyone who's interested, go and use him.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Marcin. I really appreciate you having me on here. And I'd love to be back here.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. I look forward to having you back. And I'll talk to you all in a week's time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Życie bez gruchy. Jedyny życiowy podcast w Polsce stworzony dla geeków.